Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. A couple of technical difficulties, but you know how we do. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. I am super excited about our guest tonight. This chick, oh, we probably can do a three-day show and not even be able to tell you everything about this young lady. But let me say this because we haven't been on in a while. Thank you for all of the messages. I continue to get them about the show and why I'm not on and what's going on. A lot of times with business, you have to go where the flow is, and I try to encourage people to keep moving and don't sit around and wait for somebody to tell you what to do. Wherever there's success, that's where you should be. Those are the things that you should be doing. So Wanda After Dark Radio is continuing to do work. I do a lot of things in the community now because I realize that you really have to put your hands to different projects to make sure that your community is doing well, that you're okay and everybody's okay. And I pray everybody can hear me. There's no one in the chat room right now, but I'm sure people will be logging in momentarily. I am Wanda Mays, your hostess with the mostest, coming to you live now from sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I know other people are under snow and some other horrible things are going on, but we here in Florida are looking at sun, and we are so super excited about that. I'm going to get right into tonight because I want you to get the opportunity to hear some of the awesome things this young lady is doing. Let me give you just a little bit of her background. I've read so many things about her, and as I was going through the process of trying to figure out what to say, I couldn't pick one thing in particular. One thing I know about her is just being in her presence, she's somebody who is positive. She is motivating. She does awesome things in the community. She likes to share. She is a woman of her word. Tonight, I realize this is Wine About Books, and we definitely will talk about her book. I'm going to let her talk about it more than me because I think I start stuttering just after reading it. It gives you such a visual of everything that she wants to make this book do and make this book say. So I'm going to introduce her before we actually introduce the book. She is the owner of an awesome company called High Maintenance. She does artist management. She does styling. I don't know if she's a personal assistant. I'm not going to put that out there, but I think that she can make anybody look good, be good, stand out in the crowd. I present to some and introduce to others none other than Celeste.
Hi.
How you doing?
You?
Good, good. Are you there? I'm clicking on so many buttons. This dashboard has changed on me, but I'm going
to
learn it, honey. No problem. Miss
That's
Celeste.
All right. We're going to learn it together.
Yes, great. Definitely, definitely. I have so many things that I want to ask, like I was saying, in the process of researching you, and I'm thinking, are we going to talk about this? Are we going to talk about that? Are we going to go over here? But we're going to let this show naturally flow, and whatever it is that you want to discuss, we will discuss. I definitely have to let the listeners, because everybody that's tuning in on Tuesday nights wants to hear something about a book. And the last couple people have had juicy books, and yours is way juicier than the one we had the last time. So I'm going to try to breathe through this while we talk about it. The name of the book is Scratch.
Yes.
She has at the top of the book the itch to satisfy an undeniable desire?
It is an undeniable desire. You cannot deny this desire.
Tell us about this book. Give us a background on the book, and we're going to talk about some of the people that you put in here.
Okay. Well, the book is called Scratch, and it is an erotica. And a lot of people are familiar with the 80-20 rule in relationships. Okay. Oftentimes we find ourselves in that situation. We have, you know, he's a great provider, and he's a wonderful man, and he's a good father, and he's a good husband. But there might be just that one small thing that he doesn't do, and in this case, it is scratching that itch. He doesn't satisfy the wife sexually in the bedroom. And years of trying to resolve that situation, she's tried all different things, and nothing works. And eventually she becomes weak to the flesh and steps outside the marriage to take care of that situation. Immediately she almost realizes that she is risking 80% to seek 20%. I mean, yeah, you're getting this great, awesome, erotic situation with this mysterious guy, but you're gambling, you know, your life and the father of your children and your husband and your provider. So she wants to confess to the husband and come clean about it. And hopefully with him seeing how far she went, like, he'll realize how serious it is for him to make a change. And that's certainly not what's going to happen when she does confess to the husband.
I think that relationship, and this is really what this book is for anybody, and I'm encouraging everybody to go get it. This is really
absolutely
a coaching book. This book, it does. I don't want to coach anybody to go out and cheat, but the one thing we never really discuss in our relationships is if that person, we don't have those detailed conversations about being physically satisfied, which messes up the relationship, because without the conversation, satisfaction is not going to come. Your partner really doesn't know your body. Most
exactly.
women don't even know their bodies. So when
exactly.
it comes to stuff like this, people shy away. They don't want to have that discussion. But I don't know anybody who does not want a sexually fulfilling relationship. If you are, then this is definitely the wrong show for you tonight. You might want to check back
right.
next month sometime
good
when
night.
We're talking about cats and dogs.
<Good night. laughs>
But this is not that. I want to applaud you for being transparent and writing real. And I tell people, you know, you create all these sayings about books and what people are saying and doing, but writing real to me means that you are making sure that everything that you thought was visualized. Because you read some books that talk about things and you can't see. I had to stop reading
right.
this book at certain times because there was other things I was supposed to be doing, not seeing what you was writing in this book. So
that
I
is
made
what
sure.
I'm saying. Well, it is an erotica. I hope I delivered
it
on that level
is.
As well.
Yes, girl. And since I ain't got no man, this book did not help a sister at all. No.
I've heard either it didn't or it did. Either it didn't help a sister or something helped a man.
You know how you want to go call somebody like, ooh, I don't want to call him, but dog, I know he'll come. You know what I'm saying? That's what you thinking. Thank God I didn't, but that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Like, ooh, I don't want to call him. Yes, yes. Definitely.
So everyone
Definitely.
Can relate to this book. Everyone, like you said, if you don't want to be sexually satisfied in your relationship, then this certainly is not the night for you. But I think
no,
for the other
not at all.
World, the rest of us,
yes.
we all want to be satisfied in that way. And, you know, this is a story that is, to a lot of people, whether they will acknowledge it or not, it's going to be very real. You've had these thoughts or had those feelings or experienced something that's in this book. And I've had even from, you know, a pastor from a completely different culture than myself tell me how he related to the book. And I was so shocked because this was an older Caucasian male. And like I said, a pastor, and this is an erotica. And he said he used this book in his Bible study class to teach them about, you know, just relationships and because the moral for him was how, yes, she did step outside of the relationship. I don't want to give away the story, but, you know, there was a lesson to be learned in the end of the book, depending on how you take it. And I was floored that this book was used in a Bible study class by a pastor, but it's very relatable, very relatable.
The word sex has become taboo, and if you think back to when you first learned about sex, period, was there somebody that taught you, or did you read about it? Or so you got to remember what the experience was. And, you know, way, 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 way back when you had that one, there was always somebody real in your family. For me, it was a cousin that used to babysit us. And I could ask her anything in the world. I could ask her anything. Thank God for her, because she told
yes.
me some stuff that I knew my mother never would have told me. But those are the people that help educate you. And sometimes these types of books give you different scenarios of what could possibly happen in your life if you're not taking the time to do what you need to do in your relationship.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, without reading specific, because I'm going to encourage you all, you need to go by scratch. Anybody that knows me and this show knows I am not a Kindle girl when it comes to reading. If you don't have a book that has some papers I can flip and drink my wine doing it, nine times out of ten, you won't be on this show because I have to have something in my hand. So if I need to flip back real quick, I don't need to be sliding my finger across no screen doing it. I need to be able to flip back to page 56 real quick, flip back to page 8, go on up to page 72, whatever I need to do, I can do it very quickly. But I enjoy reading. I really, really do. Now let's talk about some of the characters. And I don't want you to tell on anybody, but how did you come up with the characters first, then the story, or the story first and then the characters?
I think that my style of writing, I know what I want the Big Bang to be in the end, and I'll have to figure out how can I paint a picture around this focal point. So
gotcha.
The characters definitely come later. Like, I know what I want to say or what I want to express, and then I can create those people once I know who they're supposed to be. So the characters definitely come after for me.
Okay, for you. Okay. Now let's talk about your writing process. And I always tell people that come on, and I always ask this question of authors because everybody thinks there's some secret thing that happens for you, you know, some light comes on, or, you know, that angel that, oh, and then you just start writing and you wrote a whole book. You know, ain't much happened like that, and we all know this. So tell us tell us what the first thing was that you ever wrote.
The first thing I ever wrote, this is, like, not the first thing, but I think it's worth mentioning. Like, when I was in, I would say, grade school, middle school, almost junior high school, mm-hmm. to that area, I used to write poems for the girls that had boyfriends. Like, I would write them poems to give to their boyfriends. So I think this whole writing thing has been with me for a very, very long time.
And obviously entrepreneurship, too.
You know, I didn't have a boyfriend then, you know, but they did. And
right.
I certainly, you know, wrote them poems to their boyfriends. But fast forward, maybe, I would say probably about, give or take, 13 years ago, I decided I wanted to write a book, and I told myself I could write a book. And I started to write a book, and it was called Summer's Rain. And anybody who knows me, anybody who's listening in right now who knows me, they know Summer's Rain was the first piece of work that I ever thought about writing and tried to write, even to the point where I designed the cover for it. It was very ambitious of me 13 years ago, pen, paper, notebook, and the number 2 pencil, seriously, is how this whole thing started. And I went to the craft store, and I got construction paper and these diamonds and these gold foil letters, and I created what I see in my head as the cover for the book. Listen
right.
to this. I created that, and I framed it. And that is still sitting in my bedroom to this day, and it took me 13 years to be able to publish a book. But I never gave up on that dream, and that actually turned into, like, a symbol of, it was always like something tangible for me to see and to continue to motivate me to, you can still make this happen. And I mean, it took me so many years to make it happen. But and people who in my family, they say, do you still have that Summer's Rain cover thing in the frame? I'm like, I absolutely do. It's right in my bedroom. Because people know how near and dear it was to me, and they know how long I kept that dream alive until I made it happen.
That's the ticket. The part,
yeah.
People think that there's no failure in success. But in order to get to where you are, if you haven't failed a few times, you really don't know true success. You just know that what you started supposedly works. But I think that you appreciate it more, you cherish the opportunities more, and no matter whether it was the poems that you were writing or that piece of artwork that you have in your room that's your daily inspiration to keep going and doing what you're doing, you got started and you kept going to now. I don't know if I can watch the trailer for Scratch at night. I will have to watch it during the day so that I can. It's not a night show for me. I will have to
I would have to watch it with the blinds wide open, all the lights on, just to get through.
Scary.
Girl, no. My audience, no. This ain't scary. They know when I say that, they're probably running to look for the book because they know those types of discussions. Like, ooh, well, I'm talking about something sexy. Let's go get it.
Oh, absolutely. So, yes,
definitely, definitely. This is, I love her polish, too, whatever that is, that red polish that she has on the front of the book. It really brings you, because you're looking at it thinking, wow, scratch and write it. Okay, got to get in it. Let me start reading right now. So I'm encouraging everybody to go in to get the book. We're on with author Celeste, and she's way more than author. That we're talking author tonight. I'm going to weave in all this other awesome stuff she's doing in about 5 seconds because I really want you to hear this. But the main thing is to go and get this book. I always encourage a lot of book clubs, because a lot of times they'll text and say, okay, what are you coming up with and what are you going to be talking about real soon? We're on to our next book and we want to try to figure out what that is so we can either call in or listen to your archives, and they'll send messages. All the book clubs that are listening, it doesn't even matter what month this is. I want you to go and get Scratch, An Erotic Tale by Celeste. Go and get it, and then we want you to make sure that you go to her site or wherever it is that you bought the book and give reviews. She needs good reviews about the book. We want the book to move up, be number one on Amazon and all the other wonderful places that are still selling books, either in bookstores or online. Yes, yes, yes. Great, great, great. Now we're going to shift this just a little because I want to give people the other side of you. I want them to really understand the full Celeste. So let's start to talk about when you decided High Maintenance would be born.
High Maintenance, again, for those who know me, and I hope that all my family and friends back in New York are listening in. Shout out 315, upstate New York. But many, many moons ago, I went and took a cosmetology course to be a nail technician. And I was very ambitious. I said, I am going to open up a mobile nail and pedicure bar. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to service you. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Converted a room in my house into like a salon where you could also come to me as well. Invested all my little tax return money. It was going to be amazing. And my company was called High Maintenance.
Got it.
And it was going to be High Maintenance, mobile, spa, salon, whoever else I'm calling it. And, yep, that worked for about probably 60 to 90 days. and my whole, all of it. And I just ended up being the girl who had, like, 500 bottles of nail polish and, like, a pedicure chair in her house, because that's as far as it went. But, again, you got to keep hope alive because, you know, here High Maintenance is. And this was
that's
probably...
Right.
9 years ago, you know, when that happened. So I've always been, you know, I've always had these great ideas for myself, and I've always seen myself doing these things. It just took me a while to get here. And like you say, you know, that's the one message. I don't care who it is. Anyone will tell you, no matter what level of success they're on or if they just have a dream, if you got to just keep going. Never stop. Always believe you can do it and continue to push forward, and you'll make it happen. But, yeah, so now we have High Maintenance Unlimited. And I call it unlimited because, like you say, a lot of people don't know, like, what category to put me in. There's not really one. I offer a bunch of different services under that umbrella. Obviously, there's the book, Scratch, we talked about. That's the second book that I've written and self-published. The first book is called Three of a Kind. And that's a little bit lighter. It's not an erotica, although, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so when I write a sex scene, I write you a sex scene. So, you know, there's one or two in there. But it's not an erotica, but it's a pretty good book. It's about three friends from college, and they all graduate, and they come together because one of them is going to get married on the beachfront, and they come together for the wedding weekend, and they find themselves on a parallel clash, and this thing that they all have in common is going to threaten the friendship. And this is part one of a two-part series, so it's definitely a cliffhanger, but there may be a fatal ending. There may be, you know, we don't know which way it's going to go, so you have to read it and give me a review, write me, let me know how you feel about it. Tell me who you want to die, who you want to live.
awesome. Great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first book is amazing, too. It did really well. That's how I was able to fund the second book. I'm completely self-published, entrepreneur, self-made. There's a blueprint here, and anyone can do it, too. You just have to believe in yourself. When I revamped High Maintenance all these years later, I started out selling tank tops and earrings. And just like I said, the plan was to sell those tank tops and from there fund the money for me to publish my book. And from there, I was able to add another shirt to my apparel line, which now holds two shirts instead of one. And from there, I was able to fund the publishing of the second book. And then from there, I started hosting and you know, speaking on panels and doing paid appearances. And, of course, I vend. I do a lot of things in the community, do local author meet and greets. Just so many different opportunities just started to roll out from this platform, and it was like, yes, yes, you know, so what, everything that didn't matter before, nothing else mattered because I had found that lane and it worked, and we're moving forward. Everything is just coming together so well that I know I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Exactly, exactly. A lot of people are still trying to find that comfort, and it's probably because people are suggesting that they move into doing something that doesn't feel natural. And that's why I tell a lot of people, when you're in business, no matter what it is you're doing, if it's extremely difficult to do and you have to learn to do it, see, your passion comes with talents and gifts attached. It's not something you got to go to school and, you know, learn all this stuff. Most of the stuff that you're doing were things that were already inside of you. You just brought
exactly.
it to fruition through your business and through writing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As far as business, mm-hmm. you know, people say you're an author. Yeah, well, you're an author when you need to be an author. Then you're an entrepreneur when you need to be an entrepreneur. And you're a businesswoman,
absolutely.
Which then those are two separate things. People don't understand. An entrepreneur and a businesswoman, not even in the same category, not even on the same page in the dictionary if you think about it. You got to figure out where you want to be. Yeah, it's not the same thing at all. You are making a positive impact on the society that you're a part of. That's when you become a businesswoman. Entrepreneur is just a person who constantly is thinking about making money and never wanting to give back to anybody or anything. They just, where my money, where my money, where my money, where my money, all the time.
Yeah.
But you become successful and wealthy when you become a businesswoman. And I'm proud of you. I salute you. When it comes to doing anything that I can do to help you and your business to move forward, more than happy to do it. This is all so very awesome. Okay. All right. Now, a few things that we're going to do. One, I want you to give everybody, and you might have just did that, give them information on where they can find you.
Okay, well, I don't tweet. I don't know how to tweet, so I don't have a Twitter. I don't Snapchat. I don't do Periscope. Not even with all that extra stuff. I am simple. I'm on Instagram at Celeste High Maintenance. I am on Facebook at Celeste. I have a fan page that is The Celeste. And, excuse me, on that fan page, we talked about my book, Scratch. I also directed a trailer for the book. I wanted to give you a visual, sort of like a movie. When a new movie's coming out and you see, like, the two-minute trailer that lets you know, oh, it's going to be a great movie, I want to see it. I wanted to do something different with the second project and give my growing audience, you know, just more of me. So I directed a trailer. I also played a small role in it. Due to limited budgeting, not because I'm trying to be a movie star at all. It's not my lane. I prefer to be behind the scenes, but I did play a small little part in it. And I played the role of the marriage counselor, and it's a minute and a half visual trailer of the book, the erotica, and it definitely paints the picture and sets the scene for what you will read. And you're going to see that picture even if you don't see the trailer because, like you say, I do think I painted a beautiful picture of white pages and black words, but you see everything that I want you to see when you read this book. And the trailer gives you a preview of what that's going to be about, and that's on my fan page, The Celeste. My books are available on my website, highmaintenance1.com. My apparel, my shirts I have, I'm starting a lip gloss line. I have a bunch of cute little items, tote bags, more than just the books. And, yeah, that's how you can reach me.
Wonderful. I wanted to get that out before we got into a juicy conversation and forgot to talk about where you was and what, you know how that happens. And next, I want, before I forget anything else, give a shout out to Chantel Sutton, owner of Simply Elegant Dresses, who connected Celeste and I on Facebook. He thought it would be a good idea for us to connect and collaborate. So we want to give him a shout out and thank him very much for thinking of me and enough of you for us to be together. So I always want to do that. My thing is to give props where props are due, for sure, for sure. Okay, now tell us what's coming up. What are some of the things that you want people to look for? Because, you know, you always have a plan in your mind about the things that are coming up and the things that are next. So we've talked about a lot. I can ask a bunch of questions, but I really want you to be able to use this platform to say, okay, these are the things that I'm doing. Find me here. This is my calendar.
Well, what I have coming up on the immediate next, I am doing an event with Chantel. You just mentioned him. We're doing. I'm vending at his event this Saturday. Toys for Tots, I think, is at the Alliance for the Arts Center. That's in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. Immediately after that, I have a huge event that I'm working on with my partner, Lakeisha Ross, also known as the Diva Ross. We partnered up to do an event called Follow Your Dreams in 2016, and this is a women's empowerment and networking event. And we put together a panel of very talented women from different backgrounds. However, they are all entrepreneurs in their own right, bosses. They are very motivating and inspirational. They have a story to tell on how they got from dreaming about the things they wanted to do to actually living their dreams. And what we want to do with this panel is inspire those people who, and it doesn't even have to be about starting a business and being a boss. Maybe you want to get that degree, you want to go to that college, you want to start that business, you whatever it is that you want to do, just be inspired and be empowered to chase and live your dreams. And so that's the goal of our event. We have a great list of vendors. Like, I'm going to be doing so much shopping at the event. I'm so excited about all the vendors. So we have, like, I think it's going to be so amazing. That's going to be this Sunday, for those of you locally, Chamberlain Hall. That's on Lafayette Street in Fort Myers from 4 to 6:30. Quick shout-out to the panel. I already mentioned Lakeisha Ross. I want to mention Kimberly, hairstylist, Yolanda with Bellalicious Cosmetics, Rachel, shout-out to Forbes Magazine, First Lady Nikki, you guys all know her from 105.5B, and Raquel Torres from ACT Development. And that's a program that assists with battered and abused women. So that's our panel. And just shout out to all you ladies. That's this Sunday, 4 to 6, Chamberlain Hall.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you all can join me there. I will be there participating and supporting them as well. A few things about women in business. I always try to, when we're wrapping up and, you know, pulling in the information, my goal for this show, period, forever and forever, because people always ask, did I charge or do I charge? If you want major marketing done, yes, you know, nothing is free. This show, I didn't want to do all of the monetizations because I get paid from it. You know, there's a blessing that comes from the listeners, and sometimes you have an attraction to do something and you don't realize until you're doing it what actually happens. So we're proud that, you know, I think as of tonight, there were 25,000 plus listens to the show, and I've only had a handful of shows. So I'm blessed, and I thank everybody for supporting the show, for calling in, listening to the archives, downloading, sending more information, advertisers contacting me. So I'm blessed, and I thank people for that. My blessing is giving back to people who really do want to have a voice. This is a place to come on and talk about yourself, because you really should do that. Nobody will know who you are if you don't. I want to encourage women in business, and just specifically Black women. We seem to be getting worse, not better, in our goals to share with each other. I don't know what the disconnect is, and I pray about this, because if you look at history, Black women have had to endure the most. So we're the strongest as far as I'm concerned. We're the strongest in everything. We survive. We recreate, we reinvent, we re-innovate constantly in order to keep up with everything. And normally we're in front of things, but we're never in front of things as a unit. I want to continue to encourage us to pray for each other, do our best to sort of make things move forward. There's no individuality in any of this. We can't do anything without each other. So I always try to leave the show with, please pray for each other, encourage each other, share with each other. You know, don't let anybody tear you down, but do your best to speak well of another woman at least once per day in your quest to move forward. Celeste, I talked to you several times. I'm very empowered by you. I appreciate what you're doing. I continue to encourage you to keep moving forward. There's anything, and I always say this 100 times during the show, whatever is in my power that I can do to help you, high maintenance, Scratch, and even if you're going to do something, you said Three of a Kind was the very first book that you mentioned. Whatever it is that you're doing to move forward, I'm here and ready to support you in your movement, sister.
I appreciate it. I believe that we will have many endeavors together in the future. we have some big things that we're working on for next year that we kind of have to keep on the hush, but just to create that little what they talking
like
about.
What they doing. yes, yes. So anybody, people listen to the archive and the download, yes.
Yes, there is a project coming. I will say that it is, once I did the trailer and saw how I could, you know, paint my picture in a different way, you know, other than through the book, like I can actually create a visual of something that I think I want to see, and I can create that. It'll definitely be in that lane. And I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be so amazing, and I'm just so looking forward to it. And it'll be out soon enough. Yeah, very excited.
Yes.
So I would want to give a shout out to Sisters in Diamonds. This is a company based out of upstate New York, actually, where I'm from. My sweet favorite cousin in the whole wide world, Aji, this is her company. She's a big part in what's coming up next for high maintenance, and I just want to thank her in advance for all the work I know she's going to help me do. I want to shout out Monique Ward with On the Mat Media. You mentioned the red nails on the cover of the book. She's my exclusive graphic designer for my book cover. She did both of my covers and will continue to do all of my covers. And she's amazing, and she recently moved from Fort Myers to Atlanta, and her man are out there doing amazing things. Shout out to them. You guys are dope. I love you. And you, Ms. Wanda, I think you're amazing. We've met. We've had some time together. You inspire me. I am empowered by you, and it's with great pleasure that we'll be working on some big things together moving forward. I'm really excited about that.
I am as well. My goal is to change the world one project at a time and do one thing for myself at least every year. I tell every woman this, you can't work hard, and every time I get paid, I find something. I don't care what it is. You work hard. The main thing you should do when you're working hard is treat yourself to something. You become angry and bitter and mad and just ready to tear up the world. And I encourage women to do that. The world, things that are coming to me now are just, I'm shocked. I'm thinking, wow, I have the opportunity to really do this. It's not something I ever thought about doing. But, you know, people that are coming into my life are here to move me forward. And that's what I want to be able to do at this point in my life, is to connect with those people who are doing things that will move all of us forward. And I can tell people, if you can't stay on the bus, there's a stop. Just pull it. Matter of fact, why don't you pull the chain so we can let you off at the next stop? Because the bus is rolling forward. It's rolling forward. If we don't have to agree on everything, and I might not even stay connected to you socially. You know, people take so much pride in social media. But I'm never going to tear you down, even though you might have done something where I should come, you know, pop your knife for it. I don't know. But my thing is never going to be here on this platform not positively speaking about everybody. Everybody should have the opportunity to live a good life. I guess we were wait a minute, honey. We were trying to end everything, but people are now raising their hand to talk to you. Let's see who this is that wants to talk to Celeste. Hello, it's Wanda After Dark Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Yes, this is 6205. Yes, hello.
Oh, what's up? How you doing, Wanda?
I'm fine. How are you?
This King Julian. This is Kane on the phone.
Hey, what's going on?
And shout out to Miss Celeste. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey,
Judah. How are you, babe?
We doing good.
And Kane, good. Tell my boy, hey, yes.
Hey, definitely support the movement. Everything you're doing.
Oh, this is so special. For those
amazing
who didn't hear the name, this is King Judah and a very special young man, Mr. Kane. They're on the phone calling to show support. Thank you all so much for taking the time to dial in. Celeste has been talking about some real juicy stuff. Y'all don't miss most of it. Y'all have to dial in.
Judah didn't miss much. Judah plays a role in that trailer I was telling everyone else about. He's the one with no shirt out, being all sexy.
I know.
You know.
I watched the trailer. I had to do some research to prepare for the show. Judah.
We know during the daytime with the lights on and the blinds open.
Or light the blinds wide open. I got to do it.
Yes. And we listen to y'all talk, whatever. We decided to call in and show love and support because it's all about support. All
we appreciate that.
Local and that's the people. We show number love, man.
Absolutely. So, King Judah, you need to be prepared to be on some One After Dark needs you on at some point, so get yourself together. You and Kane, prepare whatever y'all going to do, y'all next.
We'll
prepare
to show up.
You already know, living life, we duh.
All right. All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good night. Thank y'all for calling in.
Y'all too.
Thank you.
No,
good night, guys.
All right. God bless
no
you.
Mobley.
All right. That is great. Well, I just want to thank you. Like I said, whatever needs to be done, you have, this platform is yours. Now that Celeste and I was battling back and forth, you know, Blog Talk Radio sometimes changes things and they don't say anything. I've had the number that I gave her for 7 years. And I log on, I'm thinking, well, can a sister find out what number it is? And the one thing I have to applaud you for is your class. You didn't say, oh, gosh, you don't even know what her number is. You supported me and say, okay, they're going to change the number on the sister, but no problem. We're going to keep it going. So thank you so very much for your patience and just being in there with me and everything. Absolutely. 1F Dark Radio is here for authors, business women, anyone who's trying to establish their platform. I encourage all business owners to schedule at least one show to talk about what you're doing so that you could be comfortable in the knowledge of your business so you can move forward and help people's lives. My job is to help people's lives. My goal is to enrich everybody that I touch and to move forward any and all businesses. I applaud Celeste. She is here. I want to thank her as well for including me in her Thanksgiving basket. She reached out and she helped three families, or we helped three families. Next year, we want to continue to grow that. So check us out. Send us some information. Stay connected to us. Watch what we're doing. Support what we're doing. And let us know how we can help you. Celeste, thank you so very much for being on. Anybody else who wants to be on, Wanda@WandaMaze.com is where you need to send your information. This platform is open to any and everyone to grow their businesses. I say Godspeed, good night, and God bless.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Mm-hmm.